truck or SUV. Plus, we'll give you a sweet granada treat for the drive home. Clint Boyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
Tanner's Carpet is reopened, featuring a fully stocked rental department. Still offering quality flooring and remnants, and now rentals too. Tanner's Carpet, 329 Commercial. KVOE Live and Local 828, it is 66 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Doug Bierkus, who has been serving for really quite some time as Dynamic Discs and taking on a new role with the Professional Disc Golf Association here soon.
Doug, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us, Doug. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Of course, we've done that, when you've been in the role as president with Dynamic Discs for a number of years. You've been with the DD company for quite some time and been a fixture here in the Emporia community. You will be missed, and the reason I'm saying that is Doug has taken a new position with the Professional Disc Golf Association. So, Doug, first, what is your new job title?
My new job title is going to be the Director of Operations for the PDGA with oversight over all competitive disc golf. So whether it's the big major tournaments or it's the B-tier and C-tier events that get sanctioned every weekend all over this country, anything to do with competitive disc golf, I'll be overseeing, and I'm really looking forward to that challenge.
How does your time at Dynamic Discs really, I guess, maybe prepare you for this new role, and what kind of lessons from DD are you taking here into the new role?
Oh, a ton of lessons. In fact, had I not been here in Emporia for the last 7+ years working on the events that we've hosted here, I don't think I ever even would have been considered for the job at the PDGA. So the fact that over the last 7 years we've had a chance to host 5 different world championships has given me a ton of experience and a ton of exposure, and the PDGA has always been thrilled with the way Dynamic Discs has run events. That's not just because of me, but that's because of the entire team that gets together to make these things happen. I would have never been considered. So my experiences at Dynamic Discs are 100% the reason why I'm going to be going and have the opportunity to work for the PDGA.
Now, I just want to let folks know the breadth of what Doug just said his new responsibility will be with the PDGA.
Yeah.
All of the events, and Doug, in following the PDGA just kind of loosely through the past handful of years, there are events, it seems like, happening all the time, and you mentioned all over the country here. So this is a pretty robust undertaking, isn't it?
It is. It is. Now the primary focus would be on the 11 PDGA-owned major events. Not all of them are for professionals, but that will be the primary responsibility. All of the other events that are being run, though, there is a whole team at the PDGA. In fact, there's a hotline that TDs can call on the weekend if they have questions about their sanctioned events. That support that is given to all of those smaller events is super important. That will be something I'll be responsible for, but the primary responsibility will be making sure that the World Championships and the United States Championships and the other majors that the PDGA owns and runs, that those are run effectively and that they are as good as they can be. And just doing the same thing we've always done here in Emporia.
I'll make sure they're run right. So you certainly have got that down to a science here in Emporia with all the events that Dynamic Discs has hosted, some of them through the PDGA, but I just want to let folks know, I mean, the PDGA is, it obviously, just like disc golf, Doug, has really exploded over the past 10 years or so. So has the PDGA, right?
Absolutely. The number of members, the number of events, it's just, there's been a rapid increase, and the PDGA has experienced the same things that all disc golf companies have.
Doug, what do you attribute the growth in the sport to? I mean, what made this, you know, the last, I'm going to say 5 years, maybe it's a little bit of an adjusted time period from your perspective, but what made this what appears to be now the critical mass time period for the growth that you've seen?
I think it's twofold. I think that, you know, obviously the pandemic had a lot to do with it. Disc golf is something that, and it's kind of strange. I'm glad I'm not using the phrase social distance, like I used to all the time, but, it definitely is an activity that does provide, people the ability to socially distance themselves while still interacting and having fun doing something competitive. And I think during the pandemic, a lot of people were looking for things to do to replace the basketball league they were in or the poker game they played in once a week or whatever that activity was that they couldn't do. They were looking for something they could do, and disc golf certainly fits the bill. But I think the real reason why disc golf also has had a kind of an astronomical growth curve here over the last couple of years, but steadily has grown every year at about 15% for decades, is that there's just something special about the sport. I tell people all the time that while I love to see a disc fly through the air and turn to the right or turn to the left or go in the basket for a long putt, that's all super, super special. But to me, the best part of disc golf is the not throwing the disc, but walking and talking and being with your card mates and meeting new people and establishing relationships. And in this day and age where so much is done digitally or through a phone or a computer or a tablet, it's nice to get some real interaction with human beings at an affordable price point. The entry into disc golf is also very reasonable. And you get to experience that camaraderie and those relationships. That by far is my favorite part of the sport.
Well, you've got to experience, huge growth with your work through Dynamic Disc, the sale of discs, and your involvement with setting up world championships, just the growth and popularity of disc golf over the past number of years. I believe you started with Dynamic Disc when, in 2007, Doug?
2007 is when I first met Jeremy and bought my first Dynamic Discs hoodie. Met him in Hayes, Kansas, and was with my son. And it's crazy. My son was a teenager then, and now he's almost 30, so it's been a while. But have seen Jeremy grow the company. In fact, when I met him in 07, it was, he was in his Explorer and was traveling from event to event and just getting the word out, doing most of his business on eBay. And to think that, 15 years later, we're where we're at, and have all the employees we have and the presence we have in the disc golf world. It's really really special to look back at the time spent with Dynamic Discs, without a doubt.
When you started disc golf, I guess, take us all the way back to what got you attracted to the sport in general, and maybe I'm wrong, but I'm assuming that this is at the time when the sport was really more known as frisbee golf than disc golf. So talk a little bit about what really got you interested in things.
Yeah, and I think it was 96 or 97. I'd have to go back and verify. We had a screen printing business in Abilene, Texas. We were in West Texas, and a guy came into the shop and said, "Hey, I need some shirts for a disc golf tournament." And I was like, "Well, what the heck is disc golf?" And he explained it to me, and I gave him my price, and he said, "That's too much. We can't afford it." And I said, "Well, what if I put the logo of our screen printing company on the back, and I can reduce the price?" And he liked that a little better, but he still couldn't afford it. And by the time I was done negotiating with this guy, he got all the shirts for free in return for two disc golf bags with five discs in each of them and a private lesson for my wife and I. And I just knew that I could go out there, and I was I played some ball golf when I had the opportunity, and I thought, oh, this is going to be easy with these frisbees. This will be a piece of cake. So we went out, had our lesson, and I proceeded to shoot 36 over par and told myself that will never happen again, and I'm going to master this sport. I still tell myself that every time I go out and play, that I'd like to master this sport. But that's how I got into it, and I just had never even heard of it. And to go out there and throw frisbees into baskets, and again, just hang out with people and enjoy the camaraderie of playing disc golf. I'm extremely fortunate, and it's also translated into my family playing. It's just become a big part of our life. So that's how I got into the sport back in the mid to late 90s.
Best deal you ever made, right? That's it.
Looking back at it was. Now, the real irony here is that the the guy that brokered this deal with me, I thought he was like a professional of some sort, but he was a low level amateur, but just a great salesperson. And, my lesson from him was good, but it wasn't quite from a professional, but still effective.
What brought you to Dynamic Discs, Doug? I mean, you've had that kind of long-standing career before taking over and you know, getting part of the Dynamic Discs leadership in the Dynamic Discs family.
Well, the reason I came here was, I'd known Jeremy for quite a while, and he actually helped support a women's tournament that I used to run in Denver when I was in Denver. Our family was there for 10 years prior to coming to Emporia, and ran a women's event there that Dynamic Discs supported. I'd get on the phone every year and talk to Jeremy and say, hey, can you help us with this event? And he would always step up and help. And I know one year Bobby Brown, who used to be our media guy here, actually came out to Denver to film our event and kind of saw how we did things. And I think that my reputation as a tournament director just through that women's event that I ran every year in Denver got to Jeremy. He was looking for somebody to run the events here. And in the fall of 2015, we started talking. And lo and behold, I show up in Emporia, albeit in a part-time role. I still maintain my regular job that I was able to do from home, and was the part-time events coordinator, and then as you know, the job eventually became full-time. I started doing some HR stuff, some community relations stuff, and eventually became the president. So that's my Dynamic Disc story.
You've had a lot of titles at Dynamic Disc and seen them through a huge growth. I mean, huge growth here in the past 7 to 10 years, that is for sure. Now, I've had a number of people ask me this, Doug, and I didn't have the answer, so I'm going to ask you straight up. Dynamic Disc, of course, recently selling to a European venture capital company, and the near departure coming on the heels of that. Did that have any part in your decision to leave Dynamic Discs?
Absolutely not. In fact, it's almost unfortunate that the opportunity with the PDGA was offered at the time it was, because of that timing. The sale of Dynamic Discs to the House of Discs is one of the best things that could happen to this company. And I think for Emporia is going to benefit greatly through it. Just having some fresh eyes take a look at what we're doing, some very seasoned business professionals. You know, a lot of disc golf, with being so young, is a lot of the companies are run by entrepreneurs that are passionate about disc golf, and getting some really seasoned business savvy folks to join our passion is going to make this thing even better, and the growth potential is just fantastic. So and nothing to do with the House of Discs, just everything to do with, you know, just to be honest, I mean, I'm flattered that the PDGA would want me to take on this role. So it just is a opportunity of a lifetime, and the timing is just unfortunate.
Does this mean, Doug, that the Bierkus family and the Bierkus clan is going to be moving out of Emporia to continue to pursue things for you guys?
Well, likely, but there's no rush on that. The job with the PDGA is a remote position, so I can work from home. I'll be doing a little bit of traveling, obviously, to the bigger events, but the option to stay here is certainly there. We just have a lot of thinking to do about where we want to end up long term, and who knows? I'm not going to rule anything out. So no move real quick for sure. That's not going to happen. We're going to take our time.
Well, not only have you done fantastic work with the folks at Dynamic Disc, but Doug has been a very key part of this community as well. I work with the Chamber and other organizations and helping many fundraising activities through Dynamic Discs through the years that they still do and will continue to do. But Doug, you've really made a mark here. You will be missed. Well, hopefully you stick
around.
But
yeah,
we certainly want to thank you for all that you have done through Dynamic Disc and through your family here personally in Emporia. It's much appreciated.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys. And for those that are listening that don't know this, and I think most people do know this, being in Emporia is very special. And the fact that this entire community gets together to support some of these larger events, whether it's the cycling or disc golf or, you know, other big sporting events, we just do some really special things as a community. And one of the big leaders in that area is you guys at KVOE. And I've always appreciated the fact that you've shared our stories and promoted the events we have, and it's just one of the great reasons why Emporia is so great. You guys over at KVOE are rock stars.
Well, thanks, Doug. Appreciate you saying that. Means a lot, yeah. Through the PDGA, then you know we're a great spot to be hosting World Championship events, right?
Absolutely. In fact, 24, 25, and 26 are already locked in. So
bring more here.
That won't be forgotten.
All right. Well, Doug, again, we appreciate your time, and hopefully we can stay in touch down the road.
Heck yeah. Anytime you guys want to talk disc golf, don't hesitate calling. And like I said, Emporia should be hosting major events for the indefinite future. And with at least one of those every single year, I will definitely still be involved. So I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thanks. And congratulations getting that new position, Doug. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Cool deal.
Thank you. Yep. Bye.
Yeah, Doug Bjerkus, formerly Dynamic Disc president. And now, basically, he's running the tournament, whole tournament organization through the PDGA. That's
wow,
is big time stuff.
That is, well, big time stuff for Dynamic Discs. You know, as far as you know, the growth that we've seen here the last 5 to 8 years of the sport. But yeah, I mean, for Doug to move to that position for the PDGA, nothing but the best for Doug and his family. It's been wonderful to be dealing with Doug. You know, with the different disc golf tournaments, he's taken on more of the public role the last 3 years here with the company. And Dynamic Discs probably, and I need to double check with this Jeremy, but you know, the last few years they've done an awful lot, not just with those large scale tournaments, but they've been really heavily involved in some of the smaller scale fundraising activities that have been seen. Dynamic Disc helping out Hunter with some of his or involved him with a fundraiser several years ago as he was going through chemo. So it's really cool to see Dynamic Disc with its growth, and you know, what a great move here for the Bjerkus family and hopefully for the PDGA as a whole.
Well, and did not bring up that his daughter Paige, a former world champion.
Yep,
when she was Paige Bjerkus, she's now Paige Hsu, I believe, living with her husband in North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken. There,
awesome.
So, yeah, he's a grandpa. Anyway, we appreciate Doug. Always good to talk to Doug. You know, he's always been great with us, and he's a good interview too.
Yeah, as you just heard.
Yep. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:46, 66 degrees. Good morning.
With extra cash flow this time of year, it's important to evaluate where that money is best spent. The window.